Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the cloud-based business management software that gives you the visibility and control you need to grow. NetSuite is offering their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. When Tech Giants Blanket the World by Tom Simonite. Juan Carlos Castillo, a state official in rural Mexico, had never received a call like this before. What looked like a giant plastic jellyfish with a blinking LED had fallen from the sky onto a farmer's field. It really caused panic, he says. I imagined that it could be espionage. Then Castillo noticed a phone number attached to the floppy artifact. He called it and got through to Google's parent Alphabet in California. Castillo's rural community had been visited by a giant helium loon balloon developed by Alphabet's X-Lab as an alternative to conventional cell towers. He relates his experience in the 6th episode of Sleepwalkers, a podcast that explores the artificial intelligence revolution. This installment considers the powerful global infrastructure being built by Alphabet and other giant tech companies such as Amazon and asks whether it is making them too powerful. Alphabet's AI-piloted loon balloons are still experimental, but they illustrate the international clout of big tech companies and their infrastructure. After Hurricane Maria wiped out Puerto Rico's cell networks in 2017, Alphabet got the country back online by steering its stratospheric inflatables over the island. Loon balloons also helped out in Peru after a 2019 earthquake damaged cell networks. The head of X, Astro Teller, tells Sleepwalkers that his lab stays away from anything that wouldn't benefit society. But some people say relying on big tech companies' good intentions isn't enough. The internet balloons, undersea cables, and dominant search engines and online stores of companies like Alphabet and Amazon prompt fears that these companies can push around not only their customers, but also governments. As digital technology becomes more central to business, government, and society, critics of tech giants' power say they should be subject to new regulations. They've emerged as gatekeepers, says Lena Khan, who catalyzed the recent discussion about tech regulation with a 2017 paper arguing that Amazon needs to be reined in. If you're trying to delete these firms from all aspects of your life, it actually becomes very difficult to live in modern-day society. AI, so central to many visions of the future, may be a technology that naturally concentrates power within big companies. Jack Clark, policy director at independent AI lab OpenAI, says cutting-edge AI projects now require access to vast stocks of data and computing power. Governments and academia are already finding it a challenge to keep up. Innovation and technical decisions will remain in private hands, Clark says.